This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Although many remember the late 90s as a time of the crazy dot-coms, the era meant something much more profound to a lot of inner-city residents. Crime rates, and in particular murder rates, fell dramatically in areas that once had been overwhelmed by violence. But like the internet bubble, the era of relatively low crime rates has evaporated. One of the cities hardest hit by murder this year has been Los Angeles, where killings have surged to a six-year high. NPR's Andy Bowers reports it's posing the first major test of the city's new police chief.
In the last 10 days, Los Angeles officials say there have been at least 20 murders in the city, most of them in South L.A. and half gang-related. Seven people were shot in one 35-minute period last week. The L.A. murders may not have paralyzed an entire region like the Washington, D.C. area sniper shootings last month, but more people have died in a shorter period. And the residents of South L.A. wanted to let their new police chief know that even though they have long lived with gangs, enough is enough. Last night, L.A.'s new police chief, William Bratton, appeared before 100 or so African-American community and religious leaders at the city's first AME church. Bratton talked a little and listened a lot. He listened to people like John Mack of the L.A. Urban League.
And it's not an exaggeration to say that we are in a crisis. There's too much shooting. There's too much killing, and it's up to us. It's up to us to find some solutions and some answers.
The meeting grew more heated as other community members got up to address Chief Bratton, although reporters were asked to wait outside for that portion of the evening. But Bratton, who is white, came to deliver a key message, one that does not go without saying in a city known for Rodney King and other racial incidents. The LAPD, said Bratton, wants the black community's permission to mount a big and tough response to South LA's violence.
And we do not want to come in as an invading army. We do not want to come in as platoons of strangers. We want to come in with authorization. We want to come in respectfully. We want to come in working with you. We need authorization. We need help. We need assistance. We need ideas.
When he was sworn in just a month ago, Bratton said he planned to focus on smaller quality of life crimes, such as graffiti and broken windows. The theory is that smaller crimes lead to larger ones, and it was a strategy that seemed to work when Bratton ran New York's police force in the 90s. Crime rates dropped dramatically. But the current wave of life and death crimes in L.A. has confronted him with an immediate crisis. Bratton's response has been to get mad, or rather to go on TV and urge L.A.'s wealthier residents to get mad with him.
Because I need the rich to feel a part of Los Angeles. I need the whites who live so many in communities that are not afflicted with this violence to understand that they have to be a part of this city, that this is one city.
Many of the community members who met with Bratton said they were pleased that he came to ask for their support last night, but they also want follow-up. Frank Banks lives nearby.
We're just going to see, will he come down here again? Will he continue to be down here? He's just down here just because we have media down here. Let's see, will he come down here some other time when the media is not here?
Another participant wanted Bratton to make it clear to his officers that going after murderers is not the same as declaring open season on young African-American males. Bratton says he has gotten that message. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.